Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to What Culture Gaming. I'm Scott, and I've been living on the PlayStation 5 with Spider-Man Miles Morales for the last few weeks. Now, that game is absolutely unbelievably gorgeous, completely stunning, a total showcase of what the PlayStation 5 is capable of. And I would also push you towards my PS5 full review if you'd like to know a lot more about the system itself. However, with Spider-Man Miles Morales, you know, coming out very, very soon, it might be in your hands by now, by the time that you see it. I just wanted to break down the various things that blew me away in regards to the minutiae, the tiny little details that are in here that developers Insomniac have put in for the likes of me to scour and uncover and just celebrate, to be honest, because it's a hell of a thing. And once you start, you know, diving into everything that's here, the level of craftsmanship that's in this game is something else. Now, I'm a total sucker for photo modes, and a lot of these things I found by just pausing the game, going into photo mode, and just looking around the world. I don't know how many people do that in general, but I, like I said, total sucker for photo modes. I love rotating the camera, zooming in, doing all that kind of thing, just to see what I can find. So, with that in mind, I'm Scott from WhatCulture.com, and this is Spider-Man Miles Morales, 10 tiny details that will blow your mind. Number 10, eye reflections. Now, a version of this was kind of in the 2018 Spider-Man, but if you pause, go into photo mode in Miles Morales, at least on PS5, I will clarify, I am playing on the PlayStation 5 version. Everything I'm talking about here refers to the PS5 version. Go into photo mode and zoom all the way into Miles's eyes. It depends what costume you have on, just how reflective they can be. But the entirety of his, you know, his body, the reflective surfaces that you would assume would reflect or refract light in general, have way more detail to them than they did back in the 2018 version. The stock Miles Morales costume, the eyes, if you zoom into that, that's the example I'm going to use here, you'll be able to see the city reflected in it in real time the more you rotate around it. It's not just a texture, it's not just a graphic that's been inserted, it's literally reflecting wherever you've paused time, whatever's around him comes back through the suit itself. Super, super cool, and a ridiculous attention to detail that you can see in all these strands of red that are all over his default costume, or even the spider on his back. Number 9, an insane amount of texture detail. This actually hit me in the opening cutscene, but again, you can go into photo mode and zoom in. Every individual piece of clothing has its own texture detail, not to the point where, like, you know, it's just this sort of 2D texture map or whatever applied to a wireframe mesh for the character models, but literally, if you zoom in on Miles's blazer when you get the university costume, if you zoom into that, you can see little, like, points of sort of mottled cotton around the, I think mottled is a word, mottled cotton around his blazer, or you can zoom in on the white and black costume and see just different parts of plastic, different pieces of rubber and nylon, individual stitching on the backpacks that he wears. It's kind of ridiculous. I mean, I'm just going to assume that this is something that, you know, took a ludicrous amount of work on the art development side, on the art direction team, because it's ludicrous. It reminds me of Halo 3's theater mode, where you could just zoom in and see all the different notches on Master Chief's armor or on different multiplayer characters' armor, because the more you zoom in, the more detail is there. And like I said, individual textures have individual patterns, from Spidey's mask, even the different masks that you can equip, to every last part of the costume that is being put together. It is genuinely astounding just how much minutia detail is in here that you wouldn't even find unless you zoomed all the way in using the photo mode. Number 8, any webs you fire will attach to buildings. Again, this carries over from 2018's game, but it's still pretty damn mind-blowing. pause the game when you're swinging through the city, go into photo mode and zoom in to wherever your latest thwip has attached to, and you can see that it literally forms an anchor point. Over the course of Spider-Man game history, we've seen various titles tackle this in different ways, all the way back to the Sam Raimi Spider-Man game that tied in with the movie, where you were just swinging from clouds. They just went up into nothing. Here, they literally attached to buildings, forming actual physical anchor points, like they did in 2018, but it means that, in a way, you can kind of gauge specific trajectories in between buildings. In a way, if you keep this in your mind whilst you're swinging, you can kind of get an idea of exactly what you're going to latch onto in terms of taking corners at speed or being able to slingshot yourself back out of an alleyway to maximize speed going forward. Number 7, reflections in some vehicle mirrors. This one, I've literally just been walking through the streets of New York City in this game, pausing, going into photo mode, and going down and looking at each car's individual mirrors. Because if you look at vans, I don't know why, but vans have this more than cars. This is the level of detail that I've been getting to in the pre-launch phase of this game. But if you go to any of the larger vans that you can see in the game, you'll come across a couple of them in some specific missions. One of them involves freeing a feast van from being stuck in a snowdrift. If you pause here, go into photo mode, zoom down, and look to the sides of the mirrors that are on the sides of the cab itself, you'll see that the entire world is reflected in those tiny little mirrors. Miles doesn't seem to be reflected here, so I don't think it's ray tracing. I think this is just a different approach to light reflection or refraction in general. Either way, it's super cool. And I have been going through, like I said, the other streets in the city, checking out various different cars at different points in the game, because the weather does change, to see if there are other reflections in various different types of vehicles. I found that whilst you're in the snow portion of the game, most of the mirrors are snowed over. But I need to test this out in different, you know, weather conditions and things like that. But I guess I hand it over to you to see what other secret reflections you can find. Number 6, switching between fidelity and performance modes takes seconds. This is something that I feel has started to crop up a hell of a lot more across the last spate of AAA titles from the last few years in the run-up to the next generation, that, you know, you could pick between fidelity mode and performance mode. Fidelity being something that is more visually detailed. Maybe it comes with ray tracing or, you know, a better sort of texture detail overall. And performance mode, that will favor 60 frames a second, or in some cases, 120 frames a second. If you're anything like me, then switching between these modes usually puts you off because you have to restart the entire game, wait for an entire boot up, and then continue playing. Not the case in Miles Morales, and hopefully not the case in the vast majority of PS5 titles, thanks to the SSD. Here, if you go into the pause menu and switch between fidelity and performance modes, it literally takes a couple of seconds. You can see it here working in real time, booting you back to the most recent checkpoint and letting you continue forward. It's a really great way of letting you see what gameplay is like in 60 frames a second, what kind of detail goes away when you switch to the performance mode, for example, and if you prefer the full-on whiz-bang, you know, bells and whistles of fidelity mode, it's just a couple seconds away to switch back. Number 5, there's an amazing Spider-Man comic in Miles' bedroom. We'll end up doing a full-on Easter eggs, references, secrets you missed type video in the future, as well as ranking all the different suits that you can get and things like that. But one thing that really stood out to me, especially considering just how much Miles Morales' story kind of channels a lot of Into the Spider-Verse, or at least it does for me, because my main anchor point for Miles Morales is the Spider-Verse movie, comes from the fact that if you explore Miles' bedroom right at the beginning of the game, his amazing Spider-Man comic is sitting on a bookshelf next to the bed itself. It's in a high enough res that you can zoom in and read some of the speech bubbles that are on the front of it. And later in the game, after he's been reading it a bit, it'll appear in different points in his bedroom, one of them being on the side table to show that he's sort of getting through the comic as he himself is becoming the next Spider-Man. A super, super cool detail that, again, ties into the whole Miles Morales ephemera, the thematics of this guy, you know, looking up to someone beforehand, looking up to being the next Spider-Man, and then managing to do it himself. Number 4, you can take a cat selfie. To trigger what I'm going to call the cat selfie, which is probably the most obvious name for it anyway, when you're swinging through the city, jump, make sure you're in midair, then pause, hit photo mode, and on the camera mode type, go left until you hit selfie. Selfies were a thing in the 2018 game, but if you do it with the cat on your back whilst you're in midair, you'll get a very specific animation from the cat. It sort of resembles the cat just being in midair, just figuring it out, doing a ridiculous face alongside. I'd try and keep it together more, but it's this crazy cat midair selfie, and it's just brilliant. Number 3, you can switch light placement in photo mode. Yes, another photo mode specific tip, but something that I haven't seen done before. When you're in photo mode, don't forget that you can hit square to change the overall mode, I don't know what the hell they're gonna call it, the rendering modes of photo mode when you're inside that pause status. If you hit square, you can go into light mode alongside applying stickers and things like that. But when you're in the light mode, you can place specific light sources. You know, if you want to create a specific moody looking picture, maybe you want to have it so that Spider-Man is cloaked in purple light or whatever. It depends what you want to do. The thing that really blew me away is that one of the options here is to literally rotate the sun. Something that I think was in Ghost of Tsushima as well. And it looks super, super cool if you have, you know, the requisite setup with HDR, 4K, whatever else. But it just looks cool anyway. If you want to rotate the, you know, the sun around so it's literally right behind you as you're punching some dude in the face, or in my case, standing in between a couple of buildings so that the sun comes right down in between, there's so many more options here. And I think that literally playing with ray tracing directly, moving reflections around in light and light shards in between different parts of the environment, that stuff is just super cool and it's great to play around with. Number two, fast travel animations are optional. Another knock-on effect of the SSD just being ludicrously fast everywhere that it's applied is that you can hit the map button, go to any fast travel point, and hit X, and it will load in a couple of seconds. This is so stupidly fast that developers Insomniac actually made the fast travel animations in the game completely optional. You actually need to pause and turn them back on. They did include, I've only really seen a couple, but they did include a handful of fast travel animations in regards to Miles being on the train as someone bumps into him while he's invisible, or someone asks him to do a backflip while he's on one of the carriages. It's a super cute detail that sort of calls back to the fact that in the 2018 game, you just had to watch these fast travel things while you were waiting for the game to load. No more on the PlayStation 5. If you want to turn this stuff on to see these details, you can. Otherwise, you can just get to the game in literally a couple of seconds. And number one, everything about the Spider-Verse costume. Like I said, I love the Spider-Verse movie. It's my favorite superhero movie of all time. And props to Insomniac for going the extra mile with the Spider-Verse costume. You'll unlock it just over the course of the game, but something that is super ludicrously, ridiculously awesome is that the suit itself comes with two specific mods that you can equip. One of them dips the frame rate on the suit itself, which is a complete positive because the way that Spider-Verse, the movie, is animated actually drops frames on Miles himself so that he animates in a sort of more, I don't know, hyper-animated look. It means that frames line up with certain punches and things like that. It's the kind of thing you need to see to believe, but it means that Miles in-game moves just like he does in the movie, which is just extremely slick. You can also equip a different mod that means that when you punch dudes, it'll come up with big explosive cartoonish exclamations, things like bark and smack and thwack and whatever else, which if you want to combine with the frame rate drop itself, is the nearest thing we're going to get to playing a Spider-Verse game anytime soon, which, like I said, as a ginormous fan of every single frame of that thing, it's just insanely slick. Lastly, one insanely sweet thing that's in here, and that took me 45 minutes of different button combinations to figure out, is that you can do the Spider-Verse arms behind the head move from the end of that movie. However, I'm going to include that in our upcoming tips and tricks video, because you're not going to be able to do it until you get hands-on with the game anyway, which will be coming in the next few days, within the next week. So please check back for that, and I will reveal all as to how to do the coolest move in that movie, and now in the game too.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.